Lessons 4 enters now. Collective Action Works. Nancy Taaffe, Waltham Forest Socialist Party. One of the main lessons of the Butterfield struggle is that, if a sizable group of people are all facing the same injustice, if you group together, arm yourself with a program of what needs to be done, and apply the methods of struggle advocated by the Socialist Party, you can win. The collective refusal to move was a resolute assertion of the right to stay in your own home, indicating to supporters and enemies alike that this was a fight to the finish. Butterfield showed it is crucial for tenants to get organized across your estate, housing association, geographical area or sector, in residents' associations and renters' unions. Setting up a tenants' association with an elected committee and officers was essential, no matter how rudimentary it was, how stuttering and difficult for those taking on these roles for the first time. It meant tactics and organization were discussed and agreed by those facing eviction. Outsiders advised and supported, but it was made clear from the start that, while people from outside can help, they can't do it on behalf of the tenants. This fight also had the potential to escalate, if the threat of mass evictions was carried through. We didn't want to have to go there, but if the authorities and the bailiffs did go house to house, we in the Socialist Party and the wider campaign would have organized physical defense against eviction. We would have appealed to the community and trade unions to come to tenants' defense and block the bailiffs, as we did successfully during the campaign of mass non-payment of Margaret Thatcher's hated poll tax. So turning outwards, making links with the local community and workers' movement, was also key. Our local trade unions helped finance much of the campaigning, and provided many of the bodies on the activities. Finally, it's important to raise the political issues that the only way to end endemic housing misery is through socialist policies. Mass building of council housing, democratic rent caps, rent tribunals, nationalizing the land, the big builders and developers, and the banks. Selling the socialist newspaper on the street every week helped us explain that bigger forces are at work. As well as fighting to stay, the struggle is to end the housing crisis and the system of capitalism that thrives on it. Once the Butterfield struggle was won, at one of the tenants joined the Socialist Party. She had drawn political conclusions from the campaign. Ad now leads the fight to save the Harmony Hall Community Center in Waltham Forest, reinforcing the old workers' movement adage, each one teach one.